welcome to the air tonight. I'm your hostess with the mostest. I mean your host with the most, Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor. Forgive my flippant comedy there. It comes out every now and then. You can't be too dead serious all the time in this game of global politics. It gets old. You got to shield yourself against it. Sometimes a little brain candy, an occasional football game. I might catch myself watching 1/10 of 1/4 of the Super Bowl or something. The Packers won. Not that that matters, but when I was a little kid, I liked the Packers. So in a weird way, I'm kind of glad they won. Just a nostalgia thing, if nothing else. So ends my sports comments for tonight. Tonight being February 8th, 2011. And I'm in Washington, D.C. doing some work for American Free Press. And one of the things I'll be working on this coming Thursday is the conservative, is that the right word? Conservative Political Action Conference. It's a bevy of so-called conservatives and almost constitutionalists. And that includes, notably, Ron and Rand Paul. Rand Paul will be speaking Thursday. I'll be covering that. It'll be the first time, I don't know if I'll get to meet him directly, but it'll be the first time I've even heard him speak, let alone say anything political. And that will certainly be interesting. Another person that's going to be there is that paragon of virtue, Donald Rumsfeld. But the schedule, according to the CPAC publication, a PDF I got, says that Mr. Rumsfeld is going to chum up with people just long enough to sign his new book, and then he's going to boogie on out of town, as far as I can tell. Isn't that just like him? He got two or three articles in today's Wall Street Journal, the equivalent of about a page and a half, full page and a half in the Wall Street Journal. If you paid advertising for that, I can't even calculate the number. You're looking at a couple of million bucks, even with the big discount. So, many others will be there. What's particularly troubling, though, ladies and gentlemen, is Ron and Rand Paul are just about the only ones that can spell the word Constitution that'll be there. The rest are neocons just about to the man or woman. And the neoconservatives, I think, tolerate the Pauls. They put up with them. You have to wonder a little bit about what Ron Paul is thinking with regards to the Republican Party. And at any rate, I'm sure it's going to be a very interesting conference. It opens Thursday at a Marriott in the northwest side of D.C., and I'll be there to sniff out a couple of the better stories. I covered it a year ago and found some very strange species of Americans there, long rumored to be just a rumor, but they actually live and breathe and believe things that are very hard to believe. And so after the break coming up, I'll talk about some of my views and outlooks on this sort of thing, this sort of political event, and this species of conservatism that isn't conserving anything and is putting us in the poorhouse. Just what is conservatism after all? Has its real heroes, has its real promoters largely passed on? Who are they? What is it? At any rate, after these messages coming up, we'll discuss that more. And I got to keep you in suspense a little bit in that regard. Don't forget our special RBN offer for American Free Press. And that's 18 weeks for $17.76. Not 16 weeks, not 17 weeks, but 18 weeks for $17.76. Call 888-699-NEWS for that great deal. New subscriptions or renewals. Stay tuned. We got a caller to get. We'll be right back.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever. for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
And I'm back. I know you'd rather hear Blue Oyster Cult play for 10 minutes, but you got me. And this is the AFP Hour, at least unofficially for the time being, here on RBN. Could become official. At any rate, I've been kind of prepping to talk about the Conservative Political Action Conference here in D.C. this coming Thursday. Also runs Friday and Saturday. Pretty soon I'll get into the roster of who's here and the Reagan-esque thing they're all getting into. Ronald Reagan was born 100 years ago this year, and they're just waxing rhapsodic over Ronald Reagan. Probably what kind of tea he drank, what kind of socks he wore, anything that reminds them of Ronald Reagan. Perhaps they have his coat or shirt encased in some sort of, you know, shrine there or something like that. Lord only knows. But we have a caller. Let's get him on. Andrew from Ohio.
Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
Good. It's good to talk with you. I'm a long-time subscriber to AFP.
And wonderful.
Been reading the paper for about 7 years, and just wanted to tell you I really like the direction that has gone recently with the focus on the banking.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. That's very important, and it's great to see the feedback like that. Go on.
Yeah, because Fletcher Prouty used to always say, follow the money.
Yes.
And, you know, people debate a lot of issues about the debt and the deficit and raise taxes, cut taxes, increase spending, decrease spending, but they don't know where the money comes from. They have no clue. Like otherwise intelligent people out there in mainstream America, they have no clue that we have a debt-based currency system.
Very well put, Andrew. And it, I like the fact that you've broken it down to what I've broken it down to, and that is, unless you fix that, you can't fix anything else.
Yeah, and I also just wanted to say I really enjoy that you're doing this hour of radio, and I hope you can continue to do it. And
good. let the station manager know. It's important to have feedback like that. You don't know how much that means. It's very, very helpful.
Okay, yeah, I'll give them a call tomorrow at the RBN offices, because I think you're doing an excellent job and you're addressing the issues that need to be addressed.
You know, I think you just made a decision for me, Andrew. Yeah, very good. Well, yeah, we're going to pay close attention to the money issue in AFP. You may have heard the show that I've been doing weekends. Did you hear my Sunday show by chance this past Sunday?
Not yet. I have to listen to that on the archives. I'm a little bit behind, but I mostly listen on the archives. I have a subscription to the RBN archives. Most of the programs I listen to are by convenience. The ones I listen to when it's convenient for me, as opposed to listening to the live broadcast. But I definitely plan on listening to that.
Good, because it's about banking. A very interesting guest, Michael Jones, and there's a conference, a symposium coming up March 19th, 2011, all about banking. I'm speaking there on monetary reform and the very crux of what you're bringing up, that this debt-based currency has to be exposed and gotten rid of so our other problems can be fixed. In fact, it's one of the great causes of crime. I need to emphasize that more. There's such a shortage of funds in society, such a shortage of purchasing power, that it's almost, money is almost like two steaks thrown in a kennel of 100 dogs. There's not enough spending power in the hands of the populace. Of course, there's not enough jobs. And therefore, what purchasing power is there if it's not credit card and tight bank credit? Can only be wrought or gotten through extortion and theft and dishonest dealings. And
yeah,
so go on, I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was going to say I live right here in the middle of Cincinnati, Ohio, and that's a daily fact of life for me. Seeing the poverty, seeing people sleep outside on park benches, the homelessness and desperate people, robberies are a hazard. Like armed robberies, that's a big problem here. And the people are desperate. They have no options. The social structure is collapsing. We have a collapsing infrastructure. And it's terrible.
What are the streets and bridges and roads like there in Cincinnati?
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with the I-75 bridge. It crosses the Ohio River. I know.
Yes, I've been across it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I cross that on a regular basis, and that it reminds me of the bridge in Minnesota. It's just, I hope I'm not on it when it falls in the water.
You know, it's incredible, isn't it, that it would have to come to that, that it would even have to get near that for someone to, oh, I think we have a problem, when there's 20 cars in the water. And it's just incredible. The system could be turned around so easily. There are solutions within our grasp, and yet we're barricaded from getting those solutions. There's obstacles put in our way. We can't implement the things in our brains that we know need to be done. We know kind of what needs to be done, but implementation, acting on our knowledge, is what's so difficult. And it's not just what you know, but what you do with what you know. And therein lies the problem, where all the obstacles are. And I think they're put there on purpose. The newspapers speak of these problems as if they're just inexplicable, unsolvable. They talk about the economy like it's the weather. Oh, the economy heated up. Oh, the economy cooled down, you know, as if it's just a force of nature that has no rhyme or reason or logic.
Yes. Yeah, so how many speakers are they going to have up there in South Bend?
Probably about 8 or 10. I'm one of them, and E. Michael Jones is another. And as you know, South Bend isn't terribly far from you.
No.
You're near that tri-state area. Once you get past Indianapolis, it's not too bad.
Yeah, Indianapolis is only about 100 miles from me.
Yeah, and South Bend, of course, is another 2.5-3 hours on the other side of that. Once you get past Kokomo, then you're getting somewhere. But, March 19, 2011, on a Saturday, go to culturewars.com.
Okay.
I think there'll be information there, culturewars.com.
Okay, yeah, I think I'm going to look into attending that conference.
Wonderful. I'll announce some more information about it later in the show. Keep on listening.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, Andrew.
Okay.
Okay, very interesting, very helpful input from Andrew in Cincinnati, Ohio, a fine town. This is not WKRP in Cincinnati. That was a good old show back in the 70s, kind of a optimistic sort of fun motif about it, but that's a thing of the past in a way, although a lot of American cities have resiliency, and it's not all bad out there, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of good left in people, a lot of reasons for cautious optimism, I guess. At any rate, it's always a matter of finding solutions and pointing out the fallacies out there. And speaking of fallacies, I can think of none better or worse than the Conservative Political Action Conference going on here Thursday. It's such a strange mixture. Last year we covered it, and we referred to it in AFP as a menage of people who call themselves conservative. Yet only the Ron Paul faction knows the word's traditional meaning, the word conservative, that is. The control wrought by Rockefeller Republicans who liberalized conservatism, an ideology pushed by the late William F. Buckley Jr., is still largely in place. And that's one of the observations we made last year. I think perhaps, and I'm going to ask you to bear with me, I'm looking something up. I think perhaps the schedule of events and the speakers kind of speak for themselves. I wish they'd speak for the Constitution. But we have Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana. Now, there's a strange one there. My understanding is that he was a Washington Beltway wonk and was tapped to serve as Indiana's governor. Now, Governor Daniels hasn't won any popularity contests. Let's just say they used to call the bumper sticker campaign Pitch Mitch or Ditch Mitch. And what was that about? That was about Mitch Daniels selling the Indiana Toll Road. Some people sell a used soup. Some people sell a used car. Mitch sells the Indiana Toll Road. He sold it to a foreign consortium. I think it was Cintra. It's going back a few years, about 2005, 2006. That means that if you're the governor, you get a few billion up front if you release the control of the toll road to an investor, and then they get to lease it for that lump sum that they gave you. And then over the course of 50, 60, 70 years, yes, you heard me right, the corporate body or corporate consortium that's leasing the toll road that used to be state property, in exchange for that lump sum, gets to charge market tolls, what the market will bear. Therefore, tolls go up. And if profits are the number one thing, then that means that as tolls go up, quality goes down because there's less money available, profits to maintain the roads. So Mitch Daniels will be one of many at the Conservative Political Action Conference. It's a very curious situation. The others on the list are a who's who of pseudo-conservatism, Michelle Bachmann. We have other various congressmen, Representative Alan West, Representative Paul Labrador. And here he is, of course, the Judas goat of them all, and that is Mr. Newton Gingrich. And Newt Gingrich, of course, is a very strange character indeed, and we have to pay special attention to him. We'll be talking about that, some more Newton views on the CPAC, and some more callers. Please hang on. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, returning to the air, we are going to get right to our callers. We are getting into a shorter segment, so we'll get right to the point. The next one on the agenda, the roster is John from Canada. What you got, John?
Hi, Mark. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, like you're saying, we do have the information. The knowledge is available. There are people that care, but for some reason we can't implement a successful strategy to save ourselves from plunder, and I would like to suggest that there is a way to win ourselves liberty by understanding the mechanism a little bit better, or a hypothesis that I have on this situation. And I got a great segue. You were talking about CPAC, the Conservative Party group there. In Canada, we have a CPAC too, and it's comparable to C-SPAN. And they produced a documentary a year or so back called The Bank Job. And what it did is it highlighted the history just prior to Hitler kicking off World War II by attacking Poland. Just prior to that, in Canada, our national newspapers were able to communicate a consensus nationally with the facts that the national bankers are lending the government our own money at interest and pocketing billions and billions of dollars for themselves irrationally on our part, because we haven't been able to communicate this well. Let's demand that they be formally arrested and their assets be seized. And this is what took place just prior to the war. And if that mentality had gone into America, things might have gone a whole lot better for everybody, but it didn't. But anyway, and so we formed the Bank of Canada. We still ended up losing to the banksters because they ended up getting more control over the media. We weren't ever again to form a consensus. And I believe this is what our... what we're lacking is 99.99999% of everybody in the audience can understand there's liquefied iron flowing from the towers of 9/11 on video, and yet we're still isolated in the dark because though Fox News says they are our friends and they read our emails, every one of them, they never saw that. They don't care about forming a guilty verdict with the evidence trail. You know, they play us like we have to somehow convince them that they have to smarten up, and I think they know better already. They know to silence us on these matters that involve the sacrifice of our lives, because they're taking money from from interests that would continually like to see us suffer, like with free energy. There's all kinds of free energy ideas that are real, that are legitimate, that people just aren't aware of. And if we had the time, I could tell you about the Faraday flashlight and the ground is very hot if you dig down deep enough, or the waves provide a huge amount of energy to move copper over magnets and provide endless energy to everybody for free without any pollution going out at all. But these are the things that CNN doesn't want to have us understand, because if you brought a sulfur light bulb to the national stage and you said, look at this light bulb, it lasts 20 times longer than a regular light bulb, and it has almost a full spectrum, it's hydroponic heaven that can be mass produced today, but apparently one guy sold the patent to GE and I guess he got $60 billion for it, but we can't have it now. It's a sulfur argon gas light bulb. And if everybody understood that, we'd be like the times before Hitler attacked, where we could form a consensus and say, you know, whether you're left wing, right wing, doesn't matter. The banks are taking money from us because we're failing to understand whose money is lending, or where credit comes from, as we've talked before. But it's not that difficult, and you've explained it, and Alan Brown's explained it, and we can get it, but still Fox News, you know, the Republicans and many of the demon rats, they don't care. You know, as you heard the new itinerary for the new Congress, they're taking every third week off now, plus of all the other vacations they have on top of everything else. And they've got nothing set up to do anything for anybody. Hey, they've already won the election with their big salaries, and we're expected to go it alone while banks continually foreclose on ourselves, walking away with trillions that they defrauded ourselves. We should be able to convict them with the evidence trail, as the Deutsche Bank of Germany did and Bank of Scotland. They said, Goldman Sachs, give us back our money. You're going to prison. SEC filed a formal criminal complaint. Goldman Sachs said, okay, yeah, we'll give you back your money. They gave them back their cash, which is the same money that American suckers had to give AIG and Goldman too. Why don't we get our cash back? Why is there not a voice here to defend the public's interest where all people could agree, understand? KBR has been gang-raping American women. I want a free, open debate with anybody in America who thinks they should continually escape under the authority of these 30 Republicans who have deemed them lawless. I say that's nonsense. I say these are real American lives, particularly women who have been gang-raped, and they deserve to be defended by the laws on our books. Now, imagine that on CNN, open lines. Who disagrees? You can call anonymously. We want to hear what you have to say. Where is that voice? Would it be a conservative? Would it be one of those nasty lefties? No, it would be the evil demons that have to hide in darkness and pretend they are our friends or they are patriotic. And we can win this battle because we all have mutual interests to truly defend ourselves. It's not impossible. It can happen. And I believe this is the course of how it's going to happen. People like me and people like you are going to talk about these things and understand, yeah, that's right, we do want our money back. And we don't want our food poisoned. And a whole bunch of other things besides, like the 9/11 perpetrators. We can track them down. It's not impossible. We do it just like they do on the cop shows, which apparently everybody in America doesn't understand. You got to follow probable cause, of which Bush closed investigations immediately after the crime occurred, according to the FBI. So we can't know whether we got the bad guys yet, and it's a war against evil, he claimed. So, we can do it, my friends.
Well, John, that a very good... very good statement there. You covered a lot of ground.
Yep.
We're getting to the bottom of the hour really quick here. At any rate, why don't you hang over for just a moment just to kind of get a wrap up so we don't feel like we're standing on some high plateau. Hold on for just a minute after the messages. We'll be right back after these important ads. Listen in and stay tuned. We'll see you in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Segueing into the next half hour on this fine evening, February 8, 2011, we've been talking with John from Canada. He made some very salient points. John, any parting thoughts?
Well, lastly, I guess just that I can see that the national media stages willfully construct our stories absent science and math. So they want to create an easy out for a person who says, well, I don't need the facts. I just go by what Sarah Palin tells me. So they want to create a situation where, yeah, that's your opinion. We are staying neutral, so we're going to offer the other side now. So to do that, they can't give you the math of Social Security. You're getting less than 2% on a multi-trillion-dollar trust fund. That's a fraud. They have a fiduciary responsibility to look out for your interests, which they haven't. They've been skimming trillions off that from the get-go. There's not another side to that. It's a mathematical thing. Science, you know, fluoride causes fluorosis. If I had my own national program on CBC or Coast to Coast and took free open line calls from anonymous sources who disagree with me, we could get a lot of stuff settled in a hurry, because when you do understand these issues, the answers are actually pretty easy, you know, and that's the thing that people are fearful of, what they don't understand. No, I know all healthcare systems are bad. Well, you got to quantify it better. It's dollar, always following the money. That's where the answers are in almost every case. It's finding out somebody's trying to trick us to pocket huge amounts of money, like 70% of our healthcare investments, and they're not doctors or nurses. They're insurance men who would rather see you die before eating into their thoughtless takes of our lives. So I ask, what I'm doing, and I'll see you guys sooner than later on CNN or Fox News maybe. Sean Hannity, I'm calling out to you. I want to be on your show, a 2-hour special. We're going to defeat tyranny in our world here. Okay, buddy.
Hey, John. Yeah. John from Canada. Leave your number with the board guy.
Okay. Well, perhaps. Okay.
Yeah, your phone number with the guy that got you on the phone tonight. Leave your number with him so I can reach you after hours sometime.
Okay, that sounds good.
If you don't mind, that is.
Yeah.
Or an email.
All right, if that's... Well, we can do this. You could have me on, but we don't have a million listeners right now that would all be able to go, yeah, nationally we all understand this. It's been on CNN. It was on Fox News where John has articulated very clearly these KBR gang rapists claim to be lawless. I love women. I don't want to see my neighbor's wife get assaulted. You know, the mind trick here is people say, I got a gun. When they come to rape my wife, I'll do something about it. You'll see. Well, you're supposed to be caring about your neighbor's wife right now. You know, your neighbor is being victimized or tortured like Padilla did without criminal charges, and now he's serving a 17-year prison sentence, and the judge confesses he's guilty of nothing. That's the worst of tyrannies, where they're just grabbing people off American streets, putting you in torture chambers, and you know, because nobody would support that, as I say, in the light of day, where we can discuss these matters freely. CNN doesn't want to truly defend our rights, so they won't tell you about mercury and the vaccines, and as you're well aware, and everybody else is there also, but Fox News fans, they need to hear the truth also, and maybe in some cases they don't want to hear it, but truth doesn't hurt as much as losing your house, losing your son and daughter to a causeless war in Iraq or in Afghanistan, pushing heroin, making it legal to rape children. They say under Sharia we can rape children so soldiers don't arrest anybody for raping kids, and the Taliban would cut off your testicles and stuck them down your throat. That's what the Taliban's law, Sharia law, is. But the Americans' version of Sharia law is to push heroin, rape kids, rape women. You know, this is not freedom. The Taliban just simply asked for evidence to form our conclusion, and Bush did us wrong by saying that we didn't need any such thing. That's almost a verbatim quote. Bush said, we don't need any evidence. We know he's guilty. We don't know nothing. That's what the Bill of Rights and the Constitutions of all time are about. We have to form a consensus with the facts so we can prosecute the guilty to defend our freedoms from enemies foreign and domestic.
Very well.
Yeah, I'll talk to you again, Mark. Let's maybe you and me do a show. But like I say, I'm aiming for Sean Hannity. I'm aiming for CNN or CBC here in Canada. I've tried to get on CBC for years. You know, they won't take my call because they know what I'm saying is truthful. They're conning our families to take vaccines containing toxins that they should know better, do us no good.
Very good, John. Leave that contact info. We'll talk later.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for your good points. Let's get right to Daryl, I think in Iowa. Sorry that took a while. Didn't mean to leave you hanging. You still there, Daryl?
Yeah, that John sounds like Alex Jones after a six-pack of Canadian beer and about five cups of coffee. I wanted to say that, you know, yeah, I spoke with someone who attended a third-party convention down in Florida, and he said that the largest constituency down at that convention was a group of Jewish folks from Florida who wanted to start a third party because they didn't believe that either the Democrat or Republican Party were committed enough to Israel. But the good news I want to report is the takeover here of a Huffington Post by... AOL. You know, AOL is owned by Edgar Bronfman, principal holder of Time Warner. That's who owns AOL. And so kind of he took over Turner Broadcasting a while back. So basically, one by one, all the Gentiles are being weeded out of the mainstream media, totally Jew-controlled and owned now. So that's the good news for today.
Interesting that's good news. A bit of a rough thing. Let me get this straight. The Huffington Post that Arianna Huffington has her name on is, are you saying, and I need to look this up, are you saying that AOL, owned by Time Warner, has arranged to purchase the Post, the Huffington Post?
The deal was finalized today.
Finalized today?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So the Huffington Post was kind of an independent voice out there.
Yeah, but that was the problem, I suppose.
So now Bronfman owns Time Warner, AOL owns Huffington Post. So I'm sure that you'll see going forward now that they're going to be a little bit less of an independent voice than they had been. That I was being a little bit facetious when I called it good news.
Oh, of course. I understand where you're coming from. I'm making a note of this. You know, that that's the par for the course, the modus operandi, though. Thou shalt not have any influential, even quasi-independent media outlets. And if such species exist, they must be captured and brought under the fold. We can't have too much influence out there from, you know, halfway independent voices. The Huffington Post, of course, wasn't perfect, and I'll be looking at this very closely tomorrow. But I really appreciate you sharing that, Daryl. It's sobering, as if we don't have enough sobering things going on.
Well, you know, Ted Turner was considered kind of a loose cannon because he's not a Jew, and Turner Broadcasting was big. And the Jews were very concerned about that. They didn't want anyone out there who wasn't totally under their fold. So it's a long story, which I won't go into, but they finally finagled and wrestled him out, took him over. That was Bronfman, Time Warner. And he's the same guy who today just bought out Arianna Huffington's Post. So we're moving. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the situation is such where it's just that much more important that American Free Press and independent media do whatever they can to become more influential. But certainly the Ted Turner situation explains why Ted Turner has been so out of the picture, even though I think he still has some ownership in these things. I believe there's still a Turner Broadcasting. Maybe it's just movies and all that. Turner Classic Movies, I think TCM, that cable channel for older movies, I think he owns. But yeah, I noticed some years ago, where's Ted Turner? You know, it was almost like Ross Perot was. You expect to see his face turn up on the side of a milk carton. You know, where the heck did he go?
Edgar Bronfman bought him out.
Yeah, I guess he just hunts and fishes. And, you know, I mean, not that Ted Turner was perfect by any long shot, but it does explain this, you know, like retirement of Ted Turner. He was out there and then he wasn't.
But Huffington Post did have some pretty interesting articles, and I have to think that going forward that you're going to see a lot more sensitivity to sort of the Zionist cause and make certain that nothing is said which would compromise the Jewish lobby or the state of Israel. And she had, I think, probably done a little bit, stepped on a few toes here and there. And so these people have plenty of money. And when I think their weight was about $350 million. You have to double check the figure, but is what they waved in front of her. And I guess you put enough money out there, that's what happens. And they've got plenty of it. All righty, I'll let you go.
Well, thank you, Daryl.
Thank you.
Yeah, very helpful information. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Another media place possibly bites the dust. We got to get to particulars. We can't jump to too many conclusions. But the Huffington Post, a voice of relative facts and reasonable freedom and independence, apparently coming under the corporate mold that much more. Not that it wasn't a corporate creature already. And Arianna Huffington has always been something of a neoconservative or a fair-weather friend to conservatism and constitutionality at best. But now it looks like that's going the way of the Edsel itself, and that the Huffington Post very most likely will become another neocon sort of milquetoast news outlet, although for a long time it had been relatively good compared to a lot of the so-called dominant media. Always being an internet service, of course, the Huffington Post did not have a hard copy version. Of course, the New York Times and some of the so-called leading papers have flirted with the idea of going only to hard copy, only an internet version, pardon me, and getting rid of hard copy. But I don't see that happening in the near term, though if they did it strictly on a dollar and cents basis, that's about what would happen. Well, at any rate, the callers have taken us on a good ride. And noting now back to the CPAC conference that starts this Thursday here in D.C., we're looking at the wave of people, many of whom are being considered as presidential contenders on the Republican side in 2012. But the main list is Michelle Bachmann, that's Representative Governor Haley Barbour, the Honorable John Bolton, neocon, Andrew Breitbart, a neocon journalist. We have Ann Coulter, another neocon, a couple others, Arthur Brooks, Herman Cain, Governor Mitch Daniels, who almost needs no introduction, a Beltway politician who was parked in Indiana as their governor for a while. Now he's getting ready to hop back from his initial carpetbagging, get back into the belt, that is the Beltway, and probably put his name in the hat for president. I believe he already has kind of confirmed that. Newt Gingrich, the consummate insider, counsel on foreign relations, false conservative, counterfeit constitutionalist, down to the last molecule in his body, did the introduction to a book called The Third Wave by Alvin Toffler, which is a left-wing tome, if there ever was one. Kind of a futuristic, new-agey thing. So much for Newt Gingrich's conservative bona fides. He doesn't have a conservative bone in his body. David Horowitz, Wayne LaPierre of the National Rifle Association. I would take Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America any day, and other firearms organizations over the NRA. I believe some years ago the NRA had more or less sold out to some of the UN, United Nations arms control civilian disarmament schemes, and kind of given tacit approval to some of those schemes, acting as if it opposes them while kind of quietly nursing them along. Senator Mitch McConnell, Senator Mike Lee, we do have Representative Ron Paul and Senator Rand Paul, and then others, of course, who could be without Governor Rick Perry of Texas, Mr. Trans-Texas Corridor, NAFTA Highway, sell Texas out, travel on Chinese foreign junkets while his state badly needs infrastructure improvements and economic development, Mitt Romney, Mr. Starchman, Honorable Donald Rumsfeld. We have perhaps the most dishonest human being to ever walk the earth, Representative Paul Ryan, Rick Santorum, neocon a la mode, Phyllis Schlafly, I always have trouble with that one, of the Eagle Forum, a foe of Supreme Court abuses, a reasonable friend of America, then Senator John Thune and Representative Alan West. Those are many of the names there. Just about all of them are neocons and left-leaning Republicans that fake right and go left. Most of them haven't probably read the Constitution once in their life. If they have, they wouldn't know what it said. And at any rate, this is the motley crew, the menage that's coming together this Thursday in D.C. Lord knows what they're going to talk about with Ron and Rand Paul, because just about everyone at this thing agrees with constant foreign interventionism around the globe, constant warfare, a war footing for the American military, Ron and Rand Paul being the only isolationists or non-interventionists. So you're looking at a situation where it's hard to believe Ron and Rand Paul could be at this party without being thrown out, because this is going to be a major, major worship of Reaganomics and Ronald Reagan, when in fact Ronald Reagan tripled the national debt, built up our military to largely unnecessary levels, was falsely credited with defeating the Soviet Union. A lot of defectors such as Anatoly Golitsyn predicted the Soviet Union was going to liberalize and fold long before Ronald Reagan got in there. It was all orchestrated, it was all planned, according to these defectors anyway. Ronald Reagan was simply tapped to be the one that would administer over that. So you can say what you want about Ronald Reagan. He was also alleged to have been a Bohemian Grover. I'm pretty sure that's true, that he at least visited there. I don't know if he wore a grass skirt. Maybe it wasn't made of grass. But at any rate, he might have avoided the extreme outfits. But my sources tell me Ronald Reagan had been to Bohemian Grove at least once, a couple of times. So you really have to wonder who Ronbo really was. At any rate, I don't think he ever deserved that Soviet Union defeat tag that he's given, nor was he economically astute, given that tripling of the national debt. And he started loosening our immigration laws actually in 1986 and was largely responsible for kind of setting the stage for the free trade deal such as NAFTA that would come later. So these neocons and these Rockefeller Republicans who hijacked the Republican Party starting back in 1964 when Nelson Rockefeller wing kind of bumped the Barry Goldwater wing out of the race. They're now back in force this Thursday at the CPAC conference. The song remains the same. But we'll be right back after these messages with some final news and views and another caller. Stay tuned.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Back to the air. We're in the home stretch for this evening, February 8th. We have Kevin from Texas. What you got, Kevin?
Well, I wanted to say a word about Turner Broadcasting. Ted Turner sold that to the Rothmans, and then at one point, because it's, of course, several different components, CNN and CNN headline news and this and that, he tried to buy some of it back, but they wouldn't sell it to him, for obvious reasons to me. But then, on down the line, when one of their friends wanted to buy it, but buy that part, they sold it to them. And I think Mike Piper talked about this on his show, and I think I read it in AFP. It may have even been the spotlight back then when I read it. But he did try to buy some of it back, but they wouldn't sell it to him.
Very interesting. And, you know, I think that is correct. That reminds me that that, in fact, is the case. I recall that being said at one point. I don't have details in front of me, of course, but I appreciate that, Kevin. You know, maybe he realized, you know, maybe I gave up too much too soon. Maybe he tried to backpedal.
Exactly.
I don't know what all the motivations were, but like, whoa, what am I doing?
Exactly. Well, and one thing, I'm glad you mentioned that about Mitch Daniels selling the Indiana Turnpike, because I didn't know that. I had kind of made up my mind that he was not going to be one of the people I was going to support for the Republican nomination after his appearance on a syndicated radio talk show, Laura Ingraham. I'm sure you heard of her. She does
yes.
have good guests from time to time, and she asked him several questions. And, I mean, he's just big business straight down the line. I mean, you know, one of the questions she asked him was, well, what do you think about the China situation? And, you know, how can we compete with people who are abusing their people, making, you know, slave labor and blah, blah, blah? And he said, well, we need to get our own house in order, and then we shouldn't be afraid to compete. And she said, well, what do you mean afraid? How can we compete with people who are making 10 cents an hour? And he said, well, we can whine about it. You know, but you know, we can lower our taxes, we can do this, we can do that. But
no.
it's just a total big business, huge business line, you know.
Yes.
Saying to Americans like, you know, you're a bunch of children, oh, what are you afraid to compete with them? So they'll get us upset because we don't want to be called afraid to compete when there is no way to compete with that. So anyway.
Yeah, well, what are you afraid to run into the lion's den with both of your arms tagged
yeah.
or tied behind your back? What are you, a wussy?
Yeah, it's so dishonest, and it's
right.
such a slap in the face to the hardworking people of this country who never asked for anything but a chance to make a decent living. And these people at the top, and I'm all for free enterprise. But to me, this is in this country, it's gone way overboard. I mean, and we're not even talking about free enterprise anymore. We're talking about crony capitalism, you know, where all of these people and their friends are the ones who rake all these huge profits off the top, and then the people in the middle and at the bottom get less and less.
Okay, Kevin, I got to let you go. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
That. I got to make an announcement. Speaking of crony capitalism, check out the symposium, Economics as If God Matters. Call 574-289-9786. I promised the guy in Ohio this. 574-289-9786. Ask for Norma. That's that South Bend conference coming up March 19. 574-289-9786. Economics as If God Matters. State-sanctioned usury, forced debt, and servitude, just like the last caller Kevin is talking about, crony capitalism. I'll be speaking there and lots of other speakers March 19th up in South Bend, Indiana. Check it out. Be there. Be square. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Stay tuned. Stay free.